The ancient African black soap, popularly known as Alata Semina, has served lots of people since time immemorial. However, the use of this soap is fading out due to so many reasons. But what do manufacturers, sellers, and consumers of the soap say? Radio Ghana's Nana Maumari in this special report finds out what might be the cost of the sudden detachment from the soap, looking at its benefit to the skin and how the soap is produced.
African black soap, popularly known as Alata Semina, originated from West Africa, with its introduction varying from one ethnic group to the other. Also known as Anago Semina or Osedudu by Nigerians, the soap was brought into Ghana by Yoruba traders from Nigeria who engaged in commercial activities that were noted for trading in tomatoes and pepper with Ghanaians many decades ago. Now, the product, which is used widely, is produced by Ghanaians. The name, some say, was derived from the description of traders who were known as the Alata people and the word Semina, an Akan word for soap. The name Alata Semina was therefore coined by Ghanaians, meaning soap sold by tomatoes and pepper traders. The basic ingredients used in manufacturing Alata Semina include palm kernel oil, coconut oil, roasted plantain skins or roasted cocoa pods, laced with essential oil and natural salt. The product is normally brownish black in color and can be molded in the hands due to its softness. Its numerous benefits have contributed to the product's widespread use across the world by different people. In spite of some of the benefits, including removal of blemishes and improvement of skin texture, raw Alata Semina is not being purchased as much as it used to decades ago. A local manufacturer of raw Alata Semina, Mrs. Vida Obo, says the introduction of perfumed soap brands such as Rexona, Geisha, and scented Alata Semina such as Village Fresh, Strawberry Fresh has contributed to the reduction of the use of raw Alata Semina and low sales on the market. Mrs. Obo says, though the sale of raw Alata Semina has reduced, the product is still doing well. She takes us through the process of manufacturing raw Alata Semina.
In preparing natural Alata Semina, the cocoa pod is dried and roasted in a clay oven. The roasted pod is then milled into powdered form like sand. We then buy the powdered cocoa pod, measure the right quantity, and cook it until the sand settles at the bottom and the cocoa pod solution comes up. Then we scoop the solution and dispose of the sand. We go ahead to put palm kernel oil on fire, and when it boils, we add the cocoa pod solution. We stir continuously for the soap to form, then take it off the fire and scoop it out into a mortar and pound it. We then mold it and put it back on fire. It is cooked again for it to melt completely. It is then scooped out and left to dry in the sun. When it dries up, it is molded, covered with cement paper and packed into sacks.
Mrs. Obo added that more people prefer the scented Alata Semina because of its fragrance. She noted that most people do not like the strong earthy smell of the soap, but still maintains that the raw Alata Semina is the best to use. Speaking to a manufacturer of scented Alata Semina, the quality control analyst of Get Rate Ghana Limited, soap producers of Village Fresh Alata Semina, William Adai, said their product is more skin friendly and well packaged. He gave reasons why most consumers go in for the scented Alata Semina and took me through the process of manufacturing.
Basically, we usually have specifications for accepting the raw material, so we give them their specifications. We test the soup, and then after that, we accept the soup. Then we add perfume, then some herb extract solutions to use. So basically, we just modernize it, in it, but it's still the same Alata Semina with its original constituent. Don't change it, just refine it in some way to get Alata Semina. The local soap on the market, you know, they don't take it through any rigorous testing. So most of the time, people say it's harsh on their body. But this one is taken through a lot of tests. So at least we can be sure that it's friendly with people. It's not as harsh as the other one.
I came into contact with some market women who sell the raw alata semina, and this is what they had to say about the soup.
Natural alata semina has been in existence for decades, but now we have something called Village Fresh and others, which are packaged in containers. As a result, sales from alata semina is not as good as it used to be previously. Why do you think the product is not doing so well on the market?
The natural alata semina was a soap which was used decades ago, but because of the introduction of the perfumed one, the natural soap is not doing so well on the market. Village Fresh has a pleasant smell.
The sale of the natural alata semina has reduced. It is not as good as it used to be, but I like the natural one compared to the scented one.
I also caught up with some consumers of the raw alata semina who explained why they prefer the raw type.
Alata semina is a soap I normally use. It clears all rashes and brightens your skin. It maintains both dark and fair complexions because there are no chemicals in it. It is also good for both adults and children.
I prefer the local one.
The local one. Why do you prefer it?
Natural one is chemicals free, and then it does not have any side effects as to bleaching and all that. You know, the modernized one is mixed with some chemicals that may have side effects dependent on the person using it.
So what does it do for your skin?
Basically, it keeps my body and skin fresh and natural.
I'm a Nigerian, and alata semina is what my grandmother used to bathe me with. It brightens your skin.
I prefer the natural one.
So why do you prefer the natural one?
It makes my skin soft. It feels fresh. And also, it keeps my natural complexion. It doesn't bleach. It takes away pimples, takes off bumps and rashes.
Other consumers also gave reasons why they prefer the scented alata semina.
I think they've added some fragrance to it. Sometimes something like tangerine or orange, lemon. It feels good to use it. And it's not as harsh as the other one. I think it's good for the skin diseases, although I think that's why I like it.
Yeah, I like the texture and the fragrance. It smells good. Comparing that to the old alata semina, I feel it's too hard, but with this new one, the packaging is good. It can fit anywhere.
You heard it all. Some go in for the raw and others prefer the scented type for various reasons. To avoid imitation, one must ensure that the soap is chemicals and alcohol free, which damages the skin and makes one age faster. And so whenever you purchase alata semina, always remember that it has a natural source of vitamins A, E and iron. It melts easily when left in water, and it is a great removal of makeups. It also works against premature signs of aging, wrinkles, bumps and spots. With regular use, pimples and odor will disappear, leaving the skin clean and soft.
Nana Momari with that special report on Alata Semina.